She's our resident money-saving mom here at B105.7, and so she helps you save money. It's what she does. It's Anne Marie from ChaosIsBliss.com.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't really set resolutions. I think it's a buzzword that, you know, loses its meaning when you don't follow through. But instead, this year, I'm setting some money-saving goals, and I wanted to share two of these with you, and maybe it might help somebody. I got away from couponing last year. I can't believe it.
Wait a second.
I know, right?
Big news breaking.
I know. It's laziness. I'll just admit it.
All right.
But I've cleaned out my coupon organizer, and I'm ready to make a specific goal of saving $15 a week on food costs with just my coupons. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but this is before any sale prices or, like, Ibotta cash back or anything, which, of course, that compounds the savings. But by doing this, I will have saved $780 over the course of the year. Now, I'm also going to start menu planning and eating out less. So, you know, when it's 5 o'clock and you don't know what's for dinner, and that's when you're more likely to order a pizza or hop in the car and eat out somewhere. And the right way to menu plan is to use what's on sale any given week. Now, Sean, do you eat out for lunch?
I do not. I eat out probably too much for dinner, but I hardly ever go out for lunch.
Oh, that's good. So you pack your lunch, bring it from home,
yeah,
or something. Yeah. Well, so some people that would eat out, even just, let's say, 3 times a week, and if they spend an average of $10 on a lunch, I think that's, you know, easy to say, they're spending more than $1,500 a year just on eating out for lunch. And they can save $1,000 by cutting it back to just once a week. Now, of course, there's going to have some, you know, grocery expense and making lunches, but not nearly as much as eating out, and you will eat so much healthier, too. So those are a couple of tips that I'm going to start this year, and I can't wait to have anybody follow me on my journey, too, at chaosisbliss.com.